This is New York Now.
Hi, I'm Casey Seiler from the Albany Times Union, and welcome to the New York Now Convention Cast. I'm here with my colleague Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio. It's Tuesday morning in Philadelphia, and we are happy to be joined by two Bernie Sanders delegates, Assemblyman Phil Steck of Colony, and normal person, Josephine Moore of
CC.
Is anyone here normal? No, now, come on.
I mean, average citizen, I should say.
You've been called normal before.
Okay, so we're talking about 12 hours now, a little bit less, after Bernie Sanders addressed the convention, after a day that I think both of you would agree was a little bit contentious. So I have already spoken to Phil Steck about his reaction last night to get it into my story. But Josephine Moore, what did you think of Bernie Sanders' address to the convention? Did it do what I guess Democrats writ large were hoping it would do?
I definitely think that it did what many Democrats wanted him to do. I think he did what was needed. We are in a two-party system, so we do need to think about mobilizing to make sure that Trump does not win the presidency. So, and if we as progressives want to stay relevant and want to maintain some leverage within the Democratic Party, and that we're going to need to do that if we are going to effect real change, then it is necessary that we make nice.
So it sounds like he did convince you.
Convince me of?
Convince you that you should turn toward Hillary Clinton now.
Well, we're not going that far. Well, right now what I am turning toward is to continue to fight for the progressive values and policies and issues that mean so much to me. And so right now what I'm turning toward is to put more effort into our local candidates, such as Zephyr Teachout, Sarah Nicoli, there's Chad Putman in Schenectady, and many others. So right now, that's what I am turning toward. I'm with them.
Referring to the Zephyr Teachout is the congressional race in the 19th district, yeah. And Putman and Sarah Nicoli are both running for state senate in the capital region. You, of course, live in Schenectady.
But
what about Hillary? Will you vote for her? She's shrugging.
A little bit.
When it comes to affecting real change, we have to remember that who's president is only a small piece of that puzzle. Not a tiny piece of that puzzle. It's a leading piece of that puzzle. It sets the tone for that puzzle. But there are so many other pieces, and what I am focused on is just trying to bring about real policy change that really helps real Americans and everyday people.
But what if Trump is president? He would certainly be a bigger piece of any puzzle, right? Because he would upend things, at least if we believe what he says.
No matter who is president, I will continue to work for these issues. If Trump is president, I will have to work much harder. But I think if Hillary is president, I will still be working very hard to make sure that all of these policies that Phil and I and many other delegates and many people who are not delegates are working very hard for.
And Phil Steck, you came here, I think, prepared, a little bit more prepared to be behind the presumptive nominee as soon as the primary season ended. You recognizing that things change in politics and in party politics, it's time to get behind the winner. But talk a little bit about your feelings kind of coming to the convention and how you think Monday went in reaction to Sanders' speech.
Well, I thought the speech was outstanding. It was the best Bernie Sanders speech that I've heard, and there have been many great speeches that he's made. But I think that Josephine hit the nail on the head with respect to what makes the Bernie candidacy so different. And that's, it was the only speech last night that talked about issues, really. Most of the other speeches really were platitudes. But I came down here fully prepared to support Hillary Clinton for president. I've endorsed her on television. I've endorsed her in print. I've been a Democrat all my life. I think I've always felt that the way to change in the United States was through the Democratic Party. I'm wearing my Franklin Roosevelt button very proudly. I think the values that Bernie Sanders is talking about are the values that we once had in the Democratic Party through Franklin Roosevelt. So I think that it's very important, as Josephine said, to put the pressure on Hillary Clinton to be progressive. We want a center-left Democratic Party, not a center-right Democratic Party.
So do you think yesterday then sent that message even more clearly? Because I think that it was expected that the Bernie supporters would kind of be resigned and go along with things, hear their candidate Monday, and move on. And that's not what happened.
Well, the conventional wisdom in the Clinton camp from the time of Bill has been that the progressives in the Democratic Party have nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
And that's honestly somewhat disrespectful. And certainly in a parliamentary democracy, the cabinet would be filled with the 46% of the people that supported Bernie Sanders. That's not going to happen here, realistically. But again, I think it is possible to pressure Hillary Clinton to be progressive on the issues and to match the rhetoric with deeds.
You were both down on the floor yesterday, starting about 4 o'clock. The first hour was really rocky, with boos just about every time Hillary Clinton's name was mentioned. Did either of you do any booing?
I'm not personally a hugely vocally expressive person in that way. So I'm not one who boos.
Yeah. What did you think of the booing then, when it occurred? I mean, well, explain to me. You must have been near people who.
I sure was.
So what was the what was the thinking? What was the goal of the booing? The strategic point of the booing?
I could not tell you that. You'd have to ask the people who were booing.
All right.
Okay, I mean, it sounds like it was really an emotional moment in a lot of ways.
This is emotional. I mean, we need to understand. I was never involved in politics before. I've always had strong political convictions, but I was never involved in politics. And many, many of Bernie Sanders' supporters are the same way. They just got involved, and they put their heart and their soul and their time and their money and their energy for the past year of their life into his campaign. And it's hard to just turn that off. This isn't just a matter of, oh, we think he's a good candidate and we think he's going to be the best one for the job. This really is, we love him and we believe in him with our full heart and soul. So I think that booing was from that place of just putting so much faith in one person.
I think that the Bernie Sanders campaign gave voice to the voiceless, that the perception among large numbers of Democrats was that the party had left them behind, that it had become a corporate party. And in some senses, Hillary Clinton is a symbol with her background of the corporatization of the Democratic Party. The Bernie delegates feel very passionately that it should be a different kind of Democratic Party, hence the booing at that time. I mean, there were times in Bernie's speech when people booed because of the things he was talking about in terms of the terrible things that have happened in this country. I mean, in New York State, in 1980, the top 1% of income earners were earning 11.9% of the income. Today, it's 30.2%. So we've gone through that in our state. And no one was raising that issue. Shockingly, it's a major issue in American life. No one raised it until Bernie.
Okay, but I'll tell you somebody who has been raising it, and that's Donald Trump. At the RNC in Cleveland last week, Karen and I spoke to a number of people, normal folks as well as party bigwigs, who noted that a lot of the support that Trump was getting was from disaffected workers who felt left out of big trade deals. That is an overlap in the Venn diagram between Republicans and Democrats, and that includes a ton of independents, where both Bernie Sanders on the left and Donald Trump on the right have been finding robust support.
Yes. So the
what's your reaction
yeah,
to that?
So the question is, I mean, do you foresee Bernie supporters voting for Trump?
I have heard that some plan to. I personally don't understand, except except from the perspective that he is speaking to that rage that people feel, that our elected officials have sold us out to big corporate interests and are basically handing over the reins of the government to corporations. And I think that that's how a lot of people feel, and there's a rage and there's an indignation behind that, and it's just a matter of how people are funneling that emotion.
Well, you know, I'm a big follower of history, and you know, Benito Mussolini and others have done the same thing. That didn't mean that they really were sincere. There's nothing in Donald Trump's life work that suggests sincerity. I think that Donald Trump is all about Donald Trump, and he will say anything at any time. And yeah, he's trying to tap into some of the things that Bernie has been talking about. But I think that with respect to working Americans who might vote for Donald Trump, I think it's a mistake, and it's not going to produce anything helpful to them. He has nothing in his life that has shown anything in common with average people other than how to stomp on them to get what he wants.
Last question for Josephine Moore. You are, you know, you're a writer, you're a mother. You came down here. Our Times Union reporter Michaela Kilgallen interviewed you before you headed down. You actually set up a GoFundMe page to help get you here and to help pay for your lodging in this rather expensive Lowe's Philadelphia hotel.
I would say very expensive, just adding that. Yes.
Not all that great for how expensive it is.
And Phil, I know you were trying to, like, maybe get to a less expensive hotel earlier in the week. So,
I did.
It's expensive even for, you know, but people who have maybe more means.
But just more talk. Talk a little bit about that effort, because it was quite successful. You ended up raising.
I did meet my GoFundMe goal.
$1,600.
I'm amazed by it. I'm amazed by the number of supporters who came forward, people I've never met, people from across the United States who contributed, and some with amounts such as $5. I had amounts up to $100 from complete strangers. So I really feel like I have a strong responsibility to those people who funded me. I have a strong responsibility to the people who voted for me and voted for Bernie in our congressional district to continue to work toward the progressive values and issues that they are trying very hard to get people to advocate for.
But does it speak to the conventions being accessible to average people? I mean, it was probably a wake-up call to you to see how much it cost.
I wasn't surprised that it was going to be expensive. I am aware that Philadelphia is expensive. Mm-hmm. My husband travels here for business regularly, so he's always just shocked to know what it costs.
So you were somewhat prepared.
I was prepared that it was going to be expensive. I'm getting hit with sticker shock anytime I just paid for a $4 cup of coffee.
All right. Well, listen, thanks very much for the terrific perspective. We really appreciate it. Have a great week here in Philadelphia. We've been talking to Assemblyman Phil Steck of Colony, Josephine Moore from Schenectady. I'm Casey Seiler from the Albany Times Union. My co-host is Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio, and this has been the New York Now Convention Cast.